This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed on this beautiful Wednesday right here on The Father's Love Show on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. Father's Love Show, that's where you are at right now. Welcome to The Father's Love Show. I'm so excited. It's a beautiful new month, my birthday month. Woohoo! Ready to celebrate the goodness of the Lord upon my life. Trust that you are well. You are doing okay. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. I have so many things on my mind right now. Hence, I'm kind of like a little bit thinking, what am I supposed to say? But yeah, so glad to be back on the show.
You missed last Wednesday.
I missed last Wednesday. Yeah, but you know, of course, I catched up a little bit later. But I'm so excited to be back on the show today and looking forward to a wonderful time together as we get to be inspired by the word of the Lord. I mean, it's for me, it's just the word of the Lord is everything. It's the beginning, it's the middle, it's the end. You know, as we say, He's the Alpha and the Omega of our lives. So here we are today. Yeah, good afternoon, Bongani. Today. How are you?
I'm blessed, Lindy. And how are you doing today?
I am awesome.
I can see you look so beautiful.
Bright, man.
Bright and all of that. And they are wondering how you're looking so beautiful. You can catch us live on Facebook, 729 Kapsa Kansal or 729 K Pulpit. On your Facebook, you can see us there live and see how beautiful Lindiwe is on her birthday month indeed.
Yes.
And she's turning so many beautiful
years. So many beautiful
that the
years.
Lord has been good, that the
awesome.
Lord has kept her. And yes, we have an awesome show today. As we always say, there's a solution to all that you're going through and is found in the Word of God. Come on, man. Where are my manners? Good afternoon. Good day. On The Father's Love Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. As we prepare ourselves, as Linda would say, grab a cup of coffee, tea, juice, water.
Smoothie. It's
smoothie,
getting warmer.
You know, if you're sitting in the office, the comfort of your home, or if you're driving, come on, just stay on that dial. Just stay on 729 AM and listen in on The Father's Love Show. We promise to take you on a beautiful ride through the Word of God, of course. Here's Tasha Copes saying, I do it again. After this, Bongani and Lindiwe on your radio. Yes, you're listening to The Father's Love Show on 729 AM with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful anointed Lindiwe Msibi. How are you doing, ma'am? You still happy?
Yeah, boy. You know, as I was listening to the song, the lyrics on the song from Tasha Cobbs, I do it again. I mean, this is the conversation that he's having, you know, with Jesus, you know, that asking him, you know, how can he be mindful of her and, you know, that he's thinking about her and, and all these things. And then Jesus, you know, how he went to the cross and all that. And Jesus' reply is, I will do it again for
Come
you.
On.
Isn't it amazing that, you know, Jesus can do it again for us? He can go on the cross if he had to again. But thank God he went once and for all and he paid it all in full.
And
nothing missing, nothing lacking.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. I'm so blessed with this song.
Let's just hold on right now because we have our special guest for the month.
Yes.
Every first Wednesday, we have Prophet Richard Gray all the way from International Christian Center in Pietermaritzburg,
awesome,
KwaZulu-Natal. Prophet, how are you doing
Can't
this
wait.
Afternoon?
I'm doing good, thank you. I trust my sound is okay.
Perfect.
We can hear you perfectly, Prophet.
Okay, good. Good to be back again. And so we're going to have a good session.
Amen.
And we're going to speak, and God is going to encourage us today. Amen. In Jesus'
name. Amen. And it's Lindy West's birthday. That's why she's so
Lee's
excited.
And birthday as well. I know it's 2 days before mine as well. Yeah, the prophet celebrates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's her birthday month.
It's your birthday month. Oh, okay. Yes. I see. All right. I'm the only one left behind anyway. It's okay. Prophet, what do you have for us? What is God saying? What's the word in season for us for this month?
Yes. You know, I want to encourage the people that are listening. You know, I say this of myself, and it's not a boast, but it's something I ascribe to do and follow to do is to preach the promises of Christ.
Amen.
To encourage people that they can lay hold of what God has promised.
Mm.
And just to be, before I give the scripture, is that remember, I think it's in Romans 4 there. It says, Abraham never staggered at the promises of God.
Mm.
Interesting scripture, because for the first time I got it just about a year ago, that the promises of God are so big that people stagger at them. The word stagger there means to hesitate, to waver, to sway, to doubt, to be stationary. In other words, does God really want to do this for me? And you know, I might as well say this, there's a new buzzword that is being shared in the world, and it's called imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And basically, you hear what they're teaching about, it's actually biblical, it's a spirit of rejection, bottom line.
Mm.
But they're calling it imposter syndrome, which basically means that people feel that they are not worthy of being in a place. So there's a, believe it or not, that makes them a fear of success. I suffered with it. I tell you, I can relate to it. Where you're afraid of succeeding.
Mm.
And it's a fear of failure. It's a fear of succeeding. Mm. And I was listening. I knew about this about 2 years ago. My one son, funny enough, introduced me to the word, and I thought, boy, the world is starting to tap into it. They're just using different names, imposter syndrome, where you feel like you're a fake. Mm. You feel you're not worthy. And that's that sin nature that creeps in. And I also believe it's accusations of the devil, because you remember the scripture said he is the accuser, tempter, he's the thief, he's the seducer. He's the deceiver. So he puts lies into mankind's heart to sway them away from truth, because the devil himself knows, man, as Jesus said, if you know the truth, which is the word of God, back to the Bible, this is the truth of God.
Mm.
When you know that the truth will set you free.
Mm.
And so I want to encourage somebody, just go and look up. After the program, don't do it now. You need to listen to what I'm saying. But after the program, go and just study up and the word imposter syndrome. But it's so in line with the spirit of rejection. That's really what I believe it is.
Mm.
And if you suffer with any kind of negative inadequacies, in insecurities, inferiorities, we block the promises of God. That's when we stagger at the promises of God, because unbelief is a thieving spirit. Unbelief is a lying spirit. Remember what happened with the Israelites? They sent out the 12 spies. Only Joshua and Caleb came with a positive report. The others believed the lie, and they measured the giants with themselves instead of measuring the giants with God.
Come on.
So I want to encourage you, never measure your problem, your circumstance with you. Measure it with God.
Mm.
You want to just see quickly how big God is? The Bible says he inhabits eternity. I think is that's Isaiah 57, I think 15. Mm. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. And then he says, but I'll dwell with him who has a humble heart. And then the scripture says in Isaiah that God measures the heavens with a span of his hand. A span is from the tip of your thumb to the tip of your pinky. Mm. So God measures the eternity with the size of his hand. So who knows, maybe the heavens are only five span. That's how big God is. Then Jesus said, we are upheld with the right hand of his righteousness. The right hand of God does valiantly. Jesus said, no man shall pluck you out of my hand. And so when we understand that, I've just quoted scripture now already. That's what as I said earlier, and I like to quote scripture. I don't know if I've said this on this program before, but I want to say it again. As a believer, you won't know God more than you know him through the word.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. You don't know God more than you know him through the word.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know if you've noticed, we get all this technology, we get a new watch, we get a new cell phone, we get a new car, we get a new fridge, a television, and we think we know it all, but there are secret little extras that if you just read the manual, you'd like think, I didn't know this was one of features and benefits that I could use this or whatever with. And with technology today, we have to keep up with the manual. We got to read, we got to understand, because there's always improvements. Mm-hmm. If you've noticed, there's always improvement with technology. And there is a scripture that says we must keep abreast of the times, but to say with the Bible, so many people don't know the benefits of the word. And the scripture says in Psalm 103, forget not one of his many benefits, who daily loads us with good things, benefits. Mercies are new every morning. Well, where do you find God's mercies? Back to the Bible, back to the miracle book, back to the covenant relationship manual. Somebody also said that the every scripture is a receipt of what God's paid for.
Come on.
And every scripture is also like a blank check. You can bank it. You can bank the scripture on God.
Yeah.
You can bank. For example, so the scripture that I want to give is from Acts 17, verse 28. We know the scripture, but I want to break it down. I want to like peel it off like a skin off a banana. So you get the banana today, you know.
Mm.
And Paul witnessing, but he makes an interesting statement. He says, for in him,
mm-hmm.
we live. I'm reading from what translation is this? This is the NET translation. For in him we live and move about and exist. That word move about is a strictly literal translation, which implies moving from one place to another. Watch us in God. Moving in God. In other words, move in his love, then move in his joy, then move in his power, then move in his forgiveness, then move in his grace. There's so many different attributes to God. Jesus is the indescribable gift, which means there's so much to him that I think throughout eternity we'll still be learning who God is. And there's more of him that we think we know at all. Yeah, I don't even think all of it's in the scripture. There's more to God.
Mm.
You know, I can explain something that happened to me once before. It was in a dream that I saw colors that I'd never seen on earth before.
Mm.
And when I woke up out of the dream, I couldn't describe the colors, but I knew in the dream, God had opened a realm to me that there were more colors. And if I'm not mistaken, I speak under correction now, but that scientists and all these guys who study this say there actually are more colors to light. We've seen the seven colors. And I'm not talking about well, painter, they're doing a lot with paint now, but in the spiritual realm, let's call it, there are more colors in light, and apparently a bee can detect from very far a fake flower as opposed to a real flower, even if they look identical, because a bee, I think it's called infrared vision, I'm not too sure, but a bee has radar vision that can actually spot a real flower as opposed to a fake flower. So I want to encourage the listeners today that the scripture emphatically says, in him we live, and we move about, and we exist. And it starts for us to begin to operate. It's back to that one of the faith scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, remember it says, whoever comes to God must believe he exists. Now God is showing us here that in him we exist. So I preached a message once. I can't remember the title of the message. It has the word existing. But I saw that in scripture, and I'm sure you can agree with me on this, that here's a Bible verse for it. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. For the child of God, you know, for teaching, correction, rebuke, and instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. I mean, that's mind-blowing. That there's other scriptures that says that, you know, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And the scripture says, as much as we see the day approaching, just tell me when I must come in for landing for this segment. Okay. So the scripture says that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And as much as we see the day approaching, we must provoke one another and stimulate one another to love and good works. Okay, let me carry on the next half after the break. Bless you.
Sure, Lindiwe. I tell you, it's so, you know, today the word is so loaded. It's amazing. Okay. I'm asking myself questions and I'm answering myself at the same time, you know, like with this imposter syndrome, you know, because I'm just thinking about our listener listening. Now, how do I overcome that? Whilst I'm asking the question, the prophet answers, it is by the word, you know, it's by us really identifying ourselves, not in accordance to the circumstances that we are facing, not in accordance to the fear or the giants that we are facing, and be like David. You know, yesterday, prophet, it's so interesting that I posted something on Facebook, you know, I started by saying, trust me when I say you don't have a problem whatsoever. The reason is that you just chose to give that situation a name and called it a problem. And then I said, David in 1 Samuel 17, verse 26, when the Israeli army, together with their king, saw a giant, he refused to call it Goliath a giant, but rather an uncircumcised Philistine. Hence, he was able to defeat, which is what you said in the beginning, that don't measure your problem against yourself, but measure it against God.
Awesome.
Because as you follow through that story, you discover that David, instead of seeing Goliath as a giant, he saw an uncircumcised Philistine that is defying the armies of the living God. So he actually pitted Goliath against God, and Goliath became this uncircumcised Philistine and not a giant. You know, it's so amazing how God really works. And then I was also reminded of Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, the last part, where God brought in animals to see what Adam would name them. And the Bible says, whatsoever name he gave, that was the name thereof. Meaning, whatever challenge that you face, and, you know, whatever name you give it to it, it will become exactly that. But if you take it and pit it against the Lord God Most High, I tell you, it can become smaller than what it can be. Sure. This is so amazing, I tell you. Here is Thabo Mafuane saying, I am loved. because it all begins with the fact that we are loved. So if we can embrace that imposter syndrome, I believe it's going to be a thing of the past.
Amen.
Wonderful. I'm loved. Tabu Mafuane. After this, Prophet Gray is still with us.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
That's right. You heard it right. You are on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongani. And of course, we're joined by Prophet Gray on this beautiful first Wednesday of this beauty. This is a beautiful, it's a beautiful month, if I have to say so myself. And I'm telling you, if you missed out, you just join us right now. But don't worry, I know you'll be able to catch the first part of the show on podcast, and tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock, right, for the repeat. 10 o'clock, sorry. For the repeat. Why am I always having say 9 o'clock? It's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, Lindy, with 10 o'clock.
9 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be sharing
devotion. Oh, that's how I get confused. But anyway, I mean, what the prophet is sharing to us this afternoon, this word of, you know, that God is bringing to us. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, after this show, nothing will stop you. What will be able to stand against you accomplishing the will of God? Not even imposter syndrome have the power. I'm telling you, once you receive this truth, once you know this truth, I'm telling you, you shall be set free. I am so excited. The one thing that really stood out for me that I'm taking with me, that I should not measure my problems, my challenges with myself, but with God, as the prophet shared the scripture in Acts 17, verse 28, that indeed in him we live, we move, and we, you know, we exist. I love the one that it says here. I think it's the TPT version. It says, it is through him that we live and function and have our identity. Man, when you get to that point, you understand that my identity is in Christ, not in my failures, past mistakes, whatever that I may be going through. I'm telling you, you will press on to the goal. How amazing is that? Let me not waste any time. Let's allow the prophet to continue to share with us what God has laid in his heart. Prophet, please go ahead.
You know, with that, I say to people, there's scriptures that clarify what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Is that with that scripture, you know, in him we live and move and exist and have our being. That's what one translation says. You have your being in him. In other words, everything that is pertains to you in life and godliness is in God. And if we can learn to move in God, live in God, experience God, we'll never go wrong. And there's two things that I say always to people. Know who Christ in you. They're different. And know who you are in Christ. They're two separate, but they go like a hand in a glove. Mm-hmm. And I once, just talking about that, I once did a demonstration. Maybe Pastor Lindiwe, you can remember it if it was in the prophetic school last year for first year students. I did an illustration with a hand and a glove. I don't know if it was there or with the second year students. And we are like a glove. We are empty without God. We are shaped in the same likeness as God, because the scripture says that we have been created in his image and likeness. But without us allowing God into us, that glove cannot pick up, that glove cannot hold anything, that glove cannot do anything constructive. It's just a floppy piece of material. But once we, and that's why the scripture says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, which is his word, by the way, and power. When you look at the word hand and power in scripture, they're the same. For example, that scripture in Proverbs 18:21, where it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's actually the word power in the Hebrew is the word hand. So when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, in other words, we come as that empty glove and we surrender completely to God's hand, his power, his word. Because that's the what we live by, the ordinances we live by. Do you know that the scripture says that God wrote the Ten Commandments with his hand, with his finger? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, I cast out demons with a finger of God. And then on another scripture, he said, I cast out demons with a word of God. So God's word is demonstrated in the hand form. And it's interesting, Pastor Lindiwe, I hope this blesses you. Today's the 5th. Your birthday today?
No, it's on the 9th. It's on the 9th.
It's on Sunday.
Oh, it's one day after mine.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, we watch for the listeners, you all included in this. Today is the 5th of October, the 5th of the 10th month. Mm-hmm. 5 is the biblical number for grace and redemption and favor. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we are on today's broadcast. It's the 5th. The 10th month is 2 times 5,
okay.
Which means double grace. And there is a scripture that talks about grace, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you to find the scriptures. That's why I started, I felt to start off earlier on to talk about the mighty promises of God. They're mighty. Mm. They're mega. Mm. They're great. Don't stagger at the promise for salvation. Don't stagger at the promise for healing. Mm. Doesn't matter what sickness you have. There's no such a thing to Jesus as an incurable sickness.
Mm-hmm.
There's, Pastor Bongani, you were talking about David, the way what he said to Goliath, uncircumcised Philistine.
Mm.
What he was actually saying, you are an uncovenanted unbeliever. Mm. You have no divine rights in what I'm about to lay on you. Sure. I've got weapons of warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of you, the stronghold that's been a stronghold for Israel 40 days and 40 nights. And he took him down in one flat second, you know. I don't even think Goliath realized what hit him.
Yeah.
That's one swing, one sling, one stone. That's all it took.
Yeah.
And it's one word from God that can change your life forever.
Sure.
You get into the scripture and you find out scriptures on healing, and you receive those scriptures. You say them, you pray them, you believe them. I tell you, sooner or later, you will see that God's word will begin to rise up on the inside of you by the presence of the Holy Spirit, who, by the way, is the Spirit of creation.
Mm.
And if God's the creator, then he can recreate a sick body.
Mm.
He can fix up finances.
Mm.
He can restore broken relationships. And that's how we move and exist in him, because God is love. There's no guile. There's no sickness. There's no lack in God. You know, darkness is the absence of light, actually.
Mm.
All light carries energy. It doesn't matter if it's a candle, what do you call these LED lights? All of them, everything that is got light in it actually has energy. Mm. And we are the light of the world. We carry energy.
Mm.
We carry the energy of Jesus, who said he's the light of the world. And so you know, God hasn't made us any lower than him in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know it says it in Psalm 8, he made him a little lower than Elohim. But, you know, we're in covenant. If you can watch me now, I've got most of my head sticking out.
Mm.
But if you look at Pastor Lindiwe, you can see more of her than any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her body are one. They won, but I mean, you can't have a body without a head. God created our bodies and to be joined with our head.
Mm.
So I said that to say this: Jesus is the head of the church,
sure.
And we his body. We are one, and we are actually here. The body is here to express actually what's in the head, and we need to express what that scripture says. I can do all things through Christ,
sure,
who strengthens me. Why? Because in him I live and move and exist.
Sure.
In him I have life. In him I have joy. In him I have power. In him I have the presence of God and the glory of God and the anointing of God and the peace of God. My goodness, I lack nothing.
Sure.
That God does. All who God is and all what he has is in me and accessible to me. Mm. That's what the scripture says. That's why the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage the listeners out there. Don't be friends with the imposter syndrome and rejection.
Mm.
You know, it's coming up again. Don't entertain that imposter syndrome.
Amen.
In fact, right now, if I can just pray, I just feel to pray now for our listeners. Lord, in the name and by the blood of Jesus, I lift up every listener. I lift up ourselves. Peradventure, there's a trace and a hint of leaven of that imposter syndrome of doubt, unbelief, rejection, feelings of inadequacy and inferiority against the written word. Yes. Father, we repent of it. Mm-hmm. We bind it in the name and by the blood of Jesus. We cast it from our beings, Lord, and we decree its eternal defeat against us. We lay hold of eternal life through the written word, the promises of God. Father, we walk in the word. We believe the word. Your word is as a hammer that breaks a rock, a fire that runs swiftly, forever settled in the heavens, Lord. And Father, we receive your word, which is able to save us to the uttermost in the name and by the blood of Jesus. And we receive Jesus as the Prince of Peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, everything supplied in the name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, you'll invade our lives in those areas where we might have blind spots, spiritual blind spots, emotional blind spots, physical, relational, financial blind spots, that Father, you supply all of our need according to your amazing riches, your loving riches, Lord, your riches that make rich, as the scripture says, and no sorrow comes with it. We receive your mercies that have been laid up for us today, the mercies of salvation, healing, health, peace, protection, provision, guidance, direction, wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. We receive those mercies, Lord. Whatever we have lack of, there's a mercy for a lack, Lord. A divine provision for any lack, because you promise that you supply all of our needs according to your great riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful, powerful word of encouragement as we begin this month, really, that it is through Him, you know, that we live. It is through Him that we function. And it is through Him that we have identity. Thank you so very much, Prophet, for coming up with such a powerful word of God to remind us of our identity.
Yeah.
That it's not because of our own strength, but it is because of His own strength. It is not because of our own sufficiency, but it's because of His own sufficiency that we can do all things. That nothing can be impossible with, and we are one with Him, we are His body, and whatsoever the mind thinks, we can do. Whatever God has declared upon our lives or about us, we are that very thing that the Lord, our Creator, declares of us. So to the degree of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is in our lives, I tell you, the power of this imposter syndrome cannot prevail against us. You know, we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know who Christ is in our lives. And I tell you, all the lies of the enemy of this imposter syndrome will not stand against us, will not prevail against the body and the church of the Most High God, because we are the church of the Most High God. Prophet, thank you so very much.
Awesome.
May God bless you. May God continue to keep and enlarge your territory. I tell you, we still need you more. And happy birthday on Saturday. Have a lovely one and stay blessed.
Thank you
so much.
That was good, hey?
That was awesome.
That was amazing. It's so amazing how God is able to meet us at the point of our needs, meet us, you know, just that word that will change, transform your mindset, take you from where you are in terms of the things that we're thinking about, and just like put you back on track.
Amen.
You know, put you right back on the path that He has created for you to walk on. It's so amazing. This was a beautiful, 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 beautiful word.
Amen.
So let us hold on to, you know, the promises of God that are mighty. Remember that in Him we live,
we move, and we have our being.
Yeah, are we going to a song?
Let's let it simmer with Darwin Hobbs when he says,
okay,
you are God.
Yebo, the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy, and Bongani, and time is not on our side.
Man,
when we're enjoying ourselves, that's always what happens. But yeah, we had a wonderful word, and awesome and encouraging, strengthening, a word that will push us to our destiny from the prophet Richard Gray. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome word, that in Him we live, we function, and we have our identity. Man, if you could just hold on to those, you know, that word, I'm telling you, nothing will be able to stand against you. I don't actually have to say much, because once I start talking, I'll like start ministering or preaching a sermon, and only time is not on our side. So it was so good to hang out with you, our listeners, today on the Father's Love Show, and I know that you'll join us next week. Same time, always same place. That's where you find us, right? Yeah. Here
we don't
on
mind
K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Yeah, but time is,
we don't mind you ministering. We can always give you the whole show next week, and you can minister to us and share the word of God, and just so that we can hear the older you ministering, because then you'll be a day older. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in on the Father's Love Show today on this beautiful Wednesday, the 5th of the 10th month, 2022. The year is almost over, but the Lord has been good. He's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to load us with His benefits each and every day, because His love never ends. So thank you so very much for tuning in. On the top of the hour, we have Gilmer with the news, and after which, Leif Steele. So don't you change that dial. Thank you. Till next time. Same place, same time.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.